SBS Radio.
What is your take on the new Dondale detention facility being built next to an adult prison?
Look, I think this is outrageous for them to build a detention centre for children next to an adult prison. It's like having a trade centre where we train the apprentices and then we've got the trade centre right next door. They've had all these recommendations put to them. We've had the Royal Commission. There's millions of dollars have gone into that. And it recommended not to build out near the adult prison. It was recommended to build that prison into town where the families who are in trouble could go and meet and reach with their children. And they're not doing that. And this is going to affect Aboriginal families for generations to come. And the people that made these decisions should have been the least people that made the decision of all, because it's never going to affect them. It's only going to affect our people.
Yeah, and this facility was already not suited for juveniles. That was one of the criticisms levelled at the time when we saw the infamous videos with the young Dylan Vola being mistreated there. But what would have motivated the government to build this new facility at this particular place? Were there no better suited sites?
I'm sure there would be much more better suited sites. This comes to as economics for a government to put all these facilities in the one place so they can look after them all in the one place. So economics overrides social disadvantage. And when you get that happening with a government, it shows that it's a very immature government that's doing this.
Yeah.
And the people making the decisions are making very bad decisions. It's going to affect our families for years to come.
And this is something that you mentioned. Can you elaborate for us one or two reasons why and how the families will be affected and the youth? Because we already criticized at the time, not just us in the media and human rights campaigners, but also during the Royal Commission, that this facility was not suitable. And now, they've just decided to build one next to an adult jail. The consequences would be really dire.
Yeah, it's not right. And, you know, we not only know that, we know that APONT, which is the big Aboriginal organisation up there that represents all the organisations, they came out and said that you shouldn't be doing this. I mean, the families of the kids that's affected by this never spoke to those people. The people that's affected by this that are going to be in and out of that place, No talk to them. We'll just build it here because it makes good economic sense to build it out here. Not worrying about those families that can't get out to those places and go and see their kids. It's bad enough for a 10-year-old kid to be locked up in a prison. It's worse that the family can't get to see them.
Yeah. You just mentioned the 10-year-old being detained, and this comes actually after also the government has broken another promise, a promise that we were all expecting that something would be done about, raising the minimal age of criminal responsibility. This has been on the table for a while now, and no decision has been made. The July deadline has been missed.
Yes, it's just another one of those things, isn't it? It's a government on the hop making bad decisions. And I think that, you know, keeping kids locked up at that young of age, we know the international standard is 14, yet they can't bring it. They've had royal commissions and they can't bring it up to that standard. So we know that this government's not capable of doing that at the moment.
Yeah, because there were recommendations made to raise it. We have to remind our listeners that we are one of the developed world, a country that's incarcerating children at a very young age in our neighborhood. A lot of countries have actually raised the minimum age to 18. The average internationally, the recommendation, I think, is 14.
14, yeah, that's an internationally accepted standard. And yet here we can't get it past 10. And there's no good reason for that. The government cannot give us a good reason. And we know kids that are put into these institutions at this age are 60% more likely to reoffend than be in there when they're 14. And we know kids that don't go in there till they're 14 are a whole lot less likely to reoffend. So they've got all these statistics, and yet they don't want to use them. They don't want to come to the plate and make change. And that's sad. And you'd think that this government would do that. And when you've got the big body up there like APONT, that's the state's most biggest body who talks to all the Aboriginal groups, and they're ignoring them.
Yeah, and this is because I remember we were talking close to the end of the last year and at the beginning of this year when there was this commission that was set up after this meeting of Australian governments and territories, just that they met and discussed. Right. Yeah, they agreed to sit down and discuss this issue of raising the minimum age of criminal responsibility, and yet we are still just talking and nothing is being done.
Yeah, we're just treading water, aren't we? And we know that these kids, once they get into this system, it's like quicksand. They never get out of it.
Yeah.
These kids stay in this system, and we need to have better diversionary programs. We've seen that there's diversionary programs. The one at Fitzroy Crossing is a great showcase of a diversionary program that works. Kids are less likely to re-offend. We know that there's other ones there that do work. Bush Mob, we've been and visited Bush Mob in Alice Springs, and their diversion there with those kids, you know, they're really good programs, and we need to be talking about helping them instead of building a new prison. They're the things that will stop the kids from going in there, but we can't bring ourselves to do that. We know that these systems, Red Dust Healing in Townsville is another one, Randall Ross, the work they've done with kids. It's amazing. And you see the kids, you know, they transform before your eyes, that they show that their responsibility and care for mankind. And yet, put them in the detention centres.
Yeah.
The behaviour that we've seen in Dondale over the last 10 years is not really good behaviour. And, you know, the culture of the prison offices in there hasn't been that good either.
Yeah, and they're just building new prisons, and we have...
Hence, that's why they had to have a Royal Commission into it.
Yeah.
You know, and nothing came out of that. No, what has the Northern Territory government actually taken out of those recommendations in regards to new prisons? I would say nothing. And it's sad that this is a government that was built on hope that would make change, but unfortunately they haven't been able to make that change. And the ones that's directly affected are all Aboriginal kids. That's directly affected by this.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.